Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
With me today is MJ Flamiano and Catherine Ortega Sandao, and we will be talking about saluhan. Good day, MJ. Good day, Catherine.
Hey, how are you?
Good. Thanks for your time.
Yep, no worries at all.
MJ, Catherine, you both have Filipino blood, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we sure do.
So both your moms are Filipinos.
That's right.
Saluhan is, can we say, like something that you would wanted to do to connect with your Filipino heritage?
Yeah, definitely. So I guess it sort of comes out of that desire to, connect with other Filipinos that probably feel, maybe if I can like speak for both of us, similar way to us in that, you know, we're not really first generation. We're not necessarily like, you know, connected to language or connected to culture. You know, we might not all look the same. Some of us are obviously mixed race. So I think for us, it was a kind of a space that did kind of hold all that different ideas of what Filipino identity is. So it's definitely a project that we sort of put together, hoping to kind of bring out other Filipinos that might have a similar kind of, you know, conflicted ideas about identity.
So if you ask me, saluhan is something like you will use on a table when you would go salo-salo when you eat, or being together wherein you are joined together. Is that idea?
Yeah. More like together. I guess a lot of our events have always like revolved around food as well. Like food's always been a key part to kind of bring people together. And I guess that's something, you know, no matter where people are in thinking about their kind of Filipino identity, often the thing that we all are familiar with is the food. Well, that's the first thing maybe our parents or our relatives kind of introduced us to is food. So I think that's been a big part of it. So, yeah, it's about being together as well as thinking about, you know, how we kind of eat together as well, I guess.
Is it safe to say that this is a community of Filipino-Australian artists?
Yeah, we're not all necessarily artists. I guess it's kind of creatives more broadly, but some people, you know, may not work or identify as artists. But, I guess it's almost also just a community, really. So people that kind of want to come together, sometimes like that has an outcome of like creative projects, but other times, you know, it could look more like a gathering, a picnic, things like that.
We are going to talk about Kidlat Tahimik. His films is one of the very first projects that you are going, or you've started this year.
Yeah, we had our first screening on Sunday.
Why Kidlat Tahimik?
I guess the question is probably why not? When we think about, we wanted to screen something, so we were thinking of a community screening series, and then we were thinking about what works we wanted to present, and I think Kidlat Tahimik is a really obvious and pertinent artist, and I think his work as, I guess, the grandfather of Filipino cinema, it's not only artistically relevant and quite seminal, but it's also the themes that he explores through neo-colonialism, as well as, the Filipino identity, as well as its intersect with the Western lens. So it's something that really resonated with us as a collective. And, it was actually a really, quite an amazing way that we got access to Kidlat's work as well. So I contacted the, the Filipino National Cinema. It's the kind of the governing body of Filipino cinema. And they put me in contact with Kidlat Jr., who I've been speaking with, and he actually made the recommendation for the trio of the films that we're showing, which is Perfumed Nightmare, Yo-Yo, as well as Why is Yellow the Middle of the Rainbow? So, yeah, I think Kidlat's family, and specifically Kidlat Jr., has been really supportive of this and giving us recommendations of what we should screen. So I think, at the essence of Kidlat's work as well is very community-oriented, and so even there, taking the time to give us that feedback and input is being really valuable as well.
For you to be able to know Kidlat, you have to have immersed deeply into the culture, because he's not very popular in the mainstream.
Yeah, I guess that's correct. But also, a part of our screening was to bring Filipino cinema to people who may have not seen the Philippines on screen or are not familiar with Filipino works as well. So it's landed quite well with community members who don't identify as Filipino and being really, I guess, in awe of the work and like the actual, I guess, the beauty of it as well, cinematically as well as thematically.
And do you have another film of Kidlat showing?
Yes, we do. So it is scheduled for the 13th. So it's a Sunday night, and we'll be screening it from 7 to 9, and it is Who Invented the Yo-Yo, Who Invented the Moon Buggy? So the, I guess, considered sequel to Perfume Nightmare.
And apart from Kidlat Tahimik's works, you are also doing a few things, a few workshops, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's right. So we were awarded funding through the National Australian Visual Arts Association, so NAVA, and we won something called the Carstairs Prize. So that funded us to do a project called Dialecto. So with Dialecto, essentially we're doing a series of artist-led workshops. So different members of Saluhan are sort of pairing up and collaborating to present a workshop that's sort of open to the general public. So we've got ones in music, we've got ones in sort of food and like print and screen printing, and also one specifically for kids.
Sari Sari Gift Shop in May.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So that's the last one that we're going to do. So the main workshops are all going to happen at Siteworks, which is in Brunswick. And yeah, the final workshop will be at Footscray Community Arts.
Are they for free?
Yes, they're all for free. All the places are limited. So generally there's about 8 places for most of them, but for the Sari Sari Gift Shop, I think we've got up to 12 spots. There's different, if you look at our website, so saluhancollective.com, you'll be able to sort of find out, what's still available, and kind of we've got some different workshops that are specifically for certain identities. Like the Sari Sari Gift Shop workshop is for Filipino kids aged 6 to 10. And I think for the other workshops, you'll just have to have a look at the website and see.
So it's for everyone?
Not almost. So Sari Sari Gift Shop is just for Filipinos, and then different workshops, for example, might be for people who identify as people of color. So that includes Filipinos as well as different identities as well. But then I think the majority of the other workshops are for everyone, generally for adults.
What sparks my interest is the Cucina Conversation.
Yeah, that one's led by Catherine, actually.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, it is very exciting. And we've had a lot of positive feedback from the community and lots of sign-ups. So I'll be facilitating that with Rio Whittle, who is actually a Filipino food advocate and is developing a book this year. So Kamai Filipinx Foods is their food project. So, yeah, we're facilitating that together, and we've invited people from migrant and diaspora communities to come together and share their experience and ideas around connecting to culture through food. So that's looking at connection interculturally and often intergenerationally, because as MJ said, some people don't have connection to language, but what we've found as a commonality is that people can communicate with, say, the elders of their community, as well as younger people, through food as that vehicle of language, I guess.
Yes.
So it's been really, really positive feedback from the community, and we're very excited to facilitate that workshop.
I know my son first met a Filipino, and the first thing he asked was, "Do you eat sisig?"
Yeah. And what was the answer?
Yes, and ever since they've been best friends.
Yeah. Oh, that's really sweet.
So food is really important, isn't it? In any culture.
Yeah, and that's definitely what comes through with the response to this workshop, is that it is a real connector within cultures, but also across culturally as well.
Looking forward to your other events throughout the year. Hopefully there'll be more coming after May.
Yeah, I think so. We've got some plans that, potentially do another lot of film screenings, potentially looking more at sort of Australian Filipino filmmakers that are based here and probably in NAM Melbourne. But yeah, that's all still in development, but it's something that we'd like to work towards, because obviously the focus with the screenings right now is to kind of bring iconic art house Filipino cinema to Melbourne, to NAM. But then I think we want to sort of flip it down the track and make sure that we kind of promote local filmmakers and Australian Filipino people and keep kind of talking about the things that we're able to do here.
And one day maybe we can have a salo-salo together.
Yeah, potentially. Well, definitely open to like lots of ideas, I think. And it'll be interesting to see, the feedback we get from these projects and to see, you know, what worked, what didn't work, and what people want more of. And I suspect a lot more of it is going to revolve around food. I think that's going to be that. Because
yes.
I think Cucina Conversations actually has been our most popular workshop so far. So I think we need to do a bit more food stuff.
Maraming salamat, MJ and Catherine from Saluhan.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.